Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. Did you know that America is a vast land of many cultures dating back thousands of years, of course, to the original inhabitants of the land? And on August 3rd, 1990, the President of the United States at that time, George H.W. Bush, declared the month of November as National American Indian Heritage Month, also referred to as Native American Heritage Month. This commemorative month aims to provide a platform for Native people in the United States of America to share their cultures, traditions, music, crafts, dance, and ways and concepts of life. And it also gives Native people the opportunity to express to their community, city, county, and state officials their concerns and solutions for building bridges of understanding and friendship in their local area. Today, I'd like to do my part. As a matter of fact, for this entire month, I want to do my part on helping educate Native American history and culture. And so, for the next three episodes of In the Green Outdoors, I will be presenting seasonal legends from our Native American heritage. My first legend, which is the one we're going to hear today, is Why the Trees Lose Their Leaves. Now, this is a Cherokee legend. And I have an affinity to this because I have some Cherokee blood in my veins, and I've always been really proud of it. So I'm sure there are a lot of you out there, too, that have a little bit of Native American heritage that you cling to. Here's the way the legend goes. In the early times, the trees and animals were always able to talk to one another. They lived close to each other and shared many things, but every year the cold time came and the birds would fly south to where it remained warm and then would return with their families in the spring when the warm season returned. One year, as the cold season approached, Sparrow was injured. He would not be strong enough to fly to the warm lands with his family by himself, so he made his family fly south to the warm lands without him. Injured, he knew he would not survive the cold season, so he sought the help of the trees. He approached Oak. "Oh, Oak, I am injured and cannot fly. The cold season approaches, and if I do not find shelter before then, surely I shall die. Please, Oak, let me shelter among your leaves and branches during the cold times, that I may heal and greet my family on their return in the spring." But Oak was a crusty old tree and did not relish the idea of having a guest in the cold time. So he told the sparrow, "Sparrow, go find somewhere else to spend the cold time. I do not wish you to spend it with me." And poor Sparrow was hurt in his spirit to be turned away. So Sparrow then went to the maple and asked her, "Maple, I am hurt and not able to fly to the warm lands with my family. Please let me shelter among your leaves and branches, or surely I will perish." And Maple, though a very sweet tree, did not enjoy the thought of a guest for the cold time, and she, too, turned Sparrow away. You go ask someone else to shelter you, Sparrow. I do not wish you to spend the cold time with me." And again, hurt in spirit, Sparrow was turned away. Sparrow went in turn to each of the trees and asked each for shelter, and each and every time, Sparrow was turned away until there was no tree left to ask except Pine. With no hope left, but not willing to accept death, Sparrow approached Pine. "Pine, I am injured and not able to fly south to the warm lands with my family. If I do not find shelter before the cold time, I will surely perish. Please, let me shelter among your leaves and branches during the cold time." Pine thought to himself, "I am the least of the trees. What can I do?" But his heart heard Sparrow's plight, and he replied, "Sparrow, my leaves are tiny, more like needles, and my branches are not as many as other trees, but what I have, you are welcome to share." And so Sparrow spent the cold time with Pine, and when the warm times returned in the spring, Sparrow's family returned also, and Sparrow had healed over the cold time and flew to greet their return. Now the Creator had seen and heard all that had happened between Sparrow and the trees, and the Creator called a great council of the trees and spoke to them. You, who were given so much, who had so much, would not share the least of what you had with Sparrow in his need. Because of this, from this day forward, when the cold time is upon the land, your leaves shall wither and die and blow away. And Creator then spoke to Pine. Pine, you, who had the least of all the trees, gave so much, you have touched my spirit. When the cold times come, you of all the trees shall keep your leaves, and they shall remain green throughout all the seasons for the gift that you have given me through Sparrow. And that is why, to this day, that when the cold time comes to the land, all the leaves wither and die and blow away, except for Pine. I hope you've enjoyed this Native American legend from long ago, and this and other stories can be found at www.firstpeople.us. Join me again in 2 weeks for more Native American legends. This is Gail Martin signing out for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.